that sums up the perfect summer for you?
Boys of Summer is one of those tunes that when you hear it on the radio, it really does make it feel like summer. Roll down the window, turn up the radio. Great tune.
That's Don Henley, of course.
Don Henley, yeah, from the Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be making a major contribution to our summer. It's in about 7 weeks' time, isn't it?
Yeah, July 14th. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this
Glenarm Castle.
Dalriada Festival, you're going to be along with Sharon Corr. So what can we expect?
The one-off shows. It's not part of a tour, so you know it's great putting these sets together. You know, you can change it up a little bit, and I'm adding some new songs from the new album I'm about to release, which is nice. But you know, plenty of the songs that I presume people are coming along to hear, Life's a Roller Coaster, If Tomorrow Never Comes, all of those songs as well.
And do you do it with the bands now?
Because band.
Yeah, you tend to think of the lads and you know the Lord Rest Stephen and whatever. You can't help but think Boyzone, but there's a lot has happened. Ronan Keating since Boyzone.
Yeah, and 12 years ago we went our own way. I've been solo for 12 years, which is hard to believe. But we reformed about 4 years ago, and that was 5 years ago now maybe. And that was, I mean, we had an amazing couple of years. It was amazing. And sadly, the loss of Theo just, you know, can't make head nor tail really of what's happening with Boyzone now. But we are 20 years next year, so possibly something, I think an album might be on the cards for Boyzone next year, which would be nice.
Oh, so you team up with the other lads and do something?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I know. What? Look, I mean, I was hanging with Duster yesterday. We're all good pals, you know.
Which one of them's Duster?
Keith, sorry. Keith Duffy.
Duster Duffy, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the way that it's a bit like the football teams, you know, the nickname just rolls off the tongue and then you're working.
Yeah, I mean, I rarely call him Keith. But the other thing is I know a bass player called Keith Duffy, so I get confused about who people are talking about sometimes.
And the project might mean that if you bring out an album, Boyzone could be back in the like of the Odyssey. The reason I asked that, Westlife are hanging up there, whatever they were, but I know, I'm darn sure in 5 years' time, Louis will have them back.
I'm sure, you know, it's incredible how much you miss something like that when it's not in your life. So, you know, I'm sure the lads want a break from it. They've had, 12, 13-year run, a successful run. I'm sure they need to, you know, take a breath for a while, and I'm sure they'll be back.
And the Dalriada gig, where the onus is really on you, and yes, on Sharon Corr as
Sharon,
well.
Sharon, yeah, great.
But the spotlight is on you to deliver at a big festival like that. How much buzz do you get from that?
I love it. Festivals are great fun, and you know, I've been lucky enough to do them every summer, pretty much around Europe and so on. And it's a great buzz. It's a great feeling. Everyone's in good form as long as the sun is shining. That is, and that's the only risk when you're in Ireland doing open air festivals. But this actually is in the Big Top. Sorry, but this gig is actually inside in a kind of a circus marquee type thing, tent. So it's always great fun, though. You know, the summer vibes are great, and people are in good form, and you know, it'll be a great gig.
There is no shadow of doubt about that. You're in Australia. You've become a heck of a star down there, haven't you?
I'm doing X Factor down there, which is a huge show, as you know, equal to what it is here in the UK and Ireland. So, you know, it's great to be part of it. My albums do very well because of that, I think, and you know, the tours sell out pretty quickly. And so, yeah, it's a great country for me to work in. I love it.
Now, Ronan, I know that I'm having a chat with you to promote a concert, and that's the deal here, and I totally understand that. But I can't ignore the fact that the tabloids do give you a bit of a hard time. I want to ask you on behalf of the fans, just generally, how are you?
I'm doing great, actually. Thank you for asking. I'm, you know, it's been a really strange, you know, couple of years, really, especially in the last 8 months. But, you know, I'm come on, you go through things in life, you pick yourself up and you move on. And yeah, you know, it's been tough in the press, but on a certain amount I deserve and a certain amount you don't. But hey, you just take it on the chin.
And should we read anything into a battle with booze that the Mirror was talking about yesterday?
No, not at all. That's unbelievable. You know, I like a glass of wine, but a battle with booze, no. Not at all. Not at all. I have three kids. I'm a responsible father. I did the school run this morning. Not a bother on me. I'll be picking them up at 1:30 and 2:30 today. I mean, no, not at all. I don't have any issue with alcohol.
So you're popping back and forward between Australia and Dublin,
I fly back to Sydney tonight. I'll be there for another 10 days. We're in the boot camp phase. And then I'm back for the summer shows and releasing this album.
Yeah, good stuff. Ronan, I'm not even interested in quizzing you on your private life because you're entitled to a private life, big star or not.
Thank you.
Or not.
No problem.
I look forward to seeing you at Dalry Advocate.
Look forward to it. Can't wait. Thank you. Thanks
okay.
a million.
Cheers, Ronan.
See you. God bless.
God bless, fella. Bye-bye. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. More about your favourite summer songs after this.
Conversation, debate and a whole lot of fun. There's more to Mornings with Frank Mitchell on U105.
Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky.
Now you could share a few sandwiches and spread some community spirit with Kingsmill's Big Lunch and U105. Because on Sunday the 3rd of June, we'll be inviting you to get together with your neighbours, host a big lunch and join the party nationwide. And to encourage you, all this week on U105, we're giving you the chance